This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you so much for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are your full service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. And full service means, for example, divorce, for example, family law, just a couple of examples of the full service legal assistance that Brandon Legal Group can provide to you if you are in the greater Tampa Bay area. Obtaining a free consultation is very simple. You go to brandonlegalgroup.com, click on the box that says request a free consultation, or if you choose to call instead, it's 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, and ask for that free consultation. Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. They provided gift baskets for some individual winners on course at Todd Wright Tour 30. And we are working on some tournament hats for the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXXI in June. Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. Also want to thank Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Thank you, Mike Lentz. Mike Lentz not only played in Todd Wright Tour XXX, his store provided individually boxed papadillas, either Philly cheesesteak or meatball pepperoni, for all 140 players? Is that right? 140? 140 players in Todd Wright Tour 30. Mike is the GM of the Papa John's of Tampa Bay, located on West Waters. I always thank Denny Gray for his support as well at the West Kennedy store. Papa John's of Tampa Bay, locally owned and operated since the early 1990s and the original sponsor of my first ever podcast now 6 years ago. Thank you to Papa John's of Tampa Bay for your continuing support of the podcast and Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. If you actually listen to the podcast and you have a comment about the podcast, the only way I can respond to it is if you send me an email and actually attach your identity and name to it, as Greg has done, as I acknowledge someone who had been listening a while ago. I'm sorry, I'm a little brain dead today. But that's how you get in touch with me, not via the message boards. That's a cowardly way for you to anonymously make some smart-ass comment, and the only one who gets off on that is you. And that's pretty pathetic. Someone did it about my Tampa Bay versus Los Angeles podcast without listening to the podcast, and that's a sad soul right there. That's an insecure person because they wouldn't be able to defend their position, and they don't want to. They just want to make a random comment and get off on that. And I call that out for being pathetic. I appreciate emails at wright.todd@yahoo.com so I can respond to you personally. If you'd like to follow along on my social media, it is ToddWright2121 on Instagram. And I'm on Facebook simply as Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. I have not been with you for about a week and a half because of a trip to Georgia, the Masters, and running my Todd Wright Tour 30 golf tournament just prior to that trip to Georgia. All I want to talk about today, and I know Greg, a loyal Todd Wright Tour player, as well as podcast listener, and thanks, Greg, for serving our country as well. I don't bring that up enough to you, and I should. And we missed your team, Greg, at Todd Wright Tour 30. I need to reach out to you about the upcoming event. I just made a note for myself, Greg. Greg sent me a great email just about overvaluing quarterbacks in the draft. And we still have a couple of weeks until the draft, but you already see where this is going. A quarterback is going one, a quarterback is going two. The Niners just traded up to take a quarterback at three. So now we're like, are we going to have four quarterbacks picked in a row? Pending what, who is it, Atlanta does with the number four selection overall, and I'm going to talk about Atlanta here in a moment. Could we actually go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And in no particular order, Lawrence, Wilson, Fields, Lance, Jones, go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, I have proposed for a while that the NFL should split the salary cap. There should be a quarterback salary cap for roughly three players, and then you have a team salary cap for the other, 50 players. To me, we're getting to that point, how the quarterback is just – it's almost independent of any other position on the field. While this is still a team game, the significance of that position to me dictates an eventual split in the salary cap. I think it'll simplify some things based on how quarterback salaries continue to exponentially increase. We saw the dumping of some bad contracts this offseason with Wentz and Goff being moved. Could we get to that point with the draft where there are two drafts? You have a quarterback draft, which would be treated basically as a supplemental draft. And then you have a draft for every other position. I think the divide between the importance of the quarterback and every other position just will continue to grow. And we could eventually get to that point, or I could make an argument that we should go that direction. The way a quarterback draft would go, like a supplemental draft would be, you would have a quarterback draft, say, separate from what you currently know as the draft. And let's just take it for what it is. So Jacksonville would be on the clock in the quarterback supplemental draft, and they would take Trevor Lawrence. That means when we get to the actual draft, let's say it's the same night on a Thursday, Jacksonville has no pick, and we go to the next one. Now, we think the Jets are going to take Zach Wilson at 2, so they would take him at 2 in the supplemental draft, and then we wouldn't have a quarterback picked. We wouldn't have any pick at 2. I think isolating the quarterbacks, you know, the XFL actually had a quarterback draft prior to its first season in XFL 2.0. I could see us getting to that where you just – and if you don't want to choose a quarterback with whatever your pick is in the quarterback slash supplemental draft, then you obviously have that pick for other positions when we get to the full NFL draft. Just spitballing here. I do want to talk about the quarterback position in the NFC South, because while the Tampa Bay Buccaneers accomplished all of their goals in winning the Vince Lombardi Trophy and Tom Brady his individual goals of winning a 7th Vince Lombardi Trophy, and you all know by now the Bucs have basically brought everyone back, still sort of pending the Antonio Brown situation, which may be complicated now by the retirement of Julian Edelman, if Edelman wants to play for the Buccaneers and join the team around the time Antonio Brown joined the team last year. I have a feeling Edelman will be the 2021 version of Antonio Brown. Not sure both can exist, but it just feels like Edelman's going to make one more run at it with Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. And while he won't be on the opening day roster, he doesn't need to be on the opening day roster. But beyond that, and just how the Bucs accomplished bringing back Shaq Barrett, bringing back Leonard Fournette, Chris Godwin, and more, the rest of the division, to me, has done nothing to suggest, you know, the one thing the Bucs didn't do in 2020 was win the NFC South. They didn't win their division because they lost to the Saints twice. The Saints are now without Drew Brees and chose essentially not to replace him, but to go with what they already had in Taysom Hill and re-signing Jameis Winston. You take Drew Brees away from that team, and you're telling me that they're going to go for 16 games with Hill, who is a very talented guy, but I think we saw over the span of his, 4 or 5 games, There are limitations to Taysom Hill. I always, as a longtime NBA fan, I like to make this analogy. You would have guys who would come off the bench and they would look great playing anywhere from 12 to 20 minutes in a bench role. Come in off the bench, provide a spark, provide great defense, grab loose balls. They're playing 12 to 20 minutes and they look fantastic. And then they get starters minutes and they've got to play, let's see here, 34 to 48 minutes, and suddenly their impact is not as noticeable. That's the way I feel about Taysom Hill, that even though the Saints won a majority of the games with him at quarterback last year, and he obviously had more of a deep ball arm than Drew Brees at Brees' age and with Brees' injuries the last couple years, I think you saw there were still limitations on what Hill can do. And over the span of those four or five games, I think we saw that. And I'm not sure that Hill can develop beyond what we saw in those four or five games, where it can win you some games, but over the span of 16 games, when defensive coaches and coordinators and teams have more tape on Taysom Hill, I'm pretty convinced Sean Payton wasn't using the full playbook with Taysom Hill at quarterback. And I think that's also why they kept Jameis Winston. And I still wonder, although it seems fleeting, that Russell Wilson will be playing anywhere but Seattle, but remember, New Orleans was on his list. So we're not to the point yet where we know that Sean Payton is going with either Hill or Winston or a combination of those two once we get to the start of the regular season. But that's all we have to go on right now, is that it's going to be one or both of those guys. In Atlanta, we're going to find out in a couple of weeks. It feels like there was a division in the front office between the GM and the new GM and the new head coach about what to do at the quarterback position. And until the Falcons don't draft a quarterback with their fourth pick in the draft, or even if they trade down, potentially still grab a quarterback in the draft, I'm not sure we have a final decision from them. But all we have to go on is that it's Matt Ryan for now. And then in Carolina, I like Matt Rhule, but he signed Teddy Bridgewater as a free agent. That didn't work. He just traded for Sam Darnold, just my opinion. That's not going to work. You know, some say, wow, Rhule got Darnold cheap. Well, sometimes you get what you pay for. The Jets drafted him 3 years prior with the third overall pick, and the Jets got back a 2, a 4, and a 6 for the number 3 overall pick. Sure, a lot of Darnold's problems could be simply that he was on the New York Jets, but Darnold never passed the sight test for me when he was quarterbacking USC. He might have won a significant amount of his games, but there was just something about him that seemed too methodical to me, that didn't fit the mode of the modern winning NFL quarterback. So, and I don't put past to you, Carolina still sitting there in the top 10 of the draft, that they would still draft one of the five rookies at that position, even though they have already made a trade for Darnold. It just seems like Rhule is shuffling through these, trying to find the right guy. So based on what it looks like now, Hill and Winston quarterbacking New Orleans, Matt Ryan or a rookie quarterbacking Atlanta, Sam Darnold or a rookie quarterback in Carolina. To me, it just solidifies the Buccaneers in an even stronger position for 2021, not only with their free agents returning, but with Tom Brady returning. Brady's division losses were to Drew Brees. He's not there anymore. New Orleans didn't do anything at the quarterback position. They're going with what they had. And Sean Payton's a tremendous coach, but based on what he has at the quarterback position, I see a significant drop-off from Drew Brees based on Taysom Hill not being a 16-game full-time starter, the past of Jameis Winston. And look, Matt Ryan's still going to have Tom Brady demons from a Super Bowl 4 years ago. And Ryan's just sort of in, he's on a short leash there in Atlanta. Not sure what to make of the new head coach. Honestly, the Falcons probably should have made all of these changes when they blew the 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl, because I and most of you know they needed to make those changes. You can't go forward with the same people after that. You don't recover from something like that. And Carolina, again, Matt Rhule goes Bridgewater, Darnold. I don't put past him drafting a quarterback. I have a feeling if he doesn't draft a quarterback this year, he may be in the market for another quarterback next year. So what really else is there in the division to get in the way of the Bucs from winning the NFC South this year and having an even easier path to defend their Super Bowl title, considering they could play playoff games at home, could potentially get the first round bye. There's only one of those. Remember, that wasn't a pandemic change. That was a format change that was in place before the pandemic. So where the Bucs had to win three road games last year to get to the Super Bowl, this year, if they win their division, right there, you've got a 25% chance of not even playing that first week. But at worst, you would have a home game the first week, potentially a home game the second week, and maybe a home game the third week with what we hope are full stadiums by that point and a tangible home field advantage. So as much as you want to look at things and things do change from year to year, even though the Bucs won it all last year, this year might even be easier based on the path within their division, because Drew Brees isn't there and Atlanta and Carolina just, to me, don't look the part of a division title contender. Again, my email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. I thank you for your emails. That's the way to communicate with me, positive or negative feedback on any of my podcasts, or suggesting something to talk about in a future podcast as well. Remember, my Instagram is @toddwright2121. And of course, I'm on Facebook simply as Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. If you would like golf information for upcoming Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, we're in year six, and we're coming up on Todd Wright Tour 31 in June. If you play golf and you enjoy playing in organized events that are fun yet fair and a good value, that's what I offer. And the one question I hate is, what are these tournaments for? My sarcastic answer is, well, what did you do today and what was that for? Our tournaments are for people who enjoy playing golf, and they are the only thing I care about, as well as the businesses that support me, making sure those players have a good time on that particular day. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com is how you contact me exclusively for Todd Wright Tour golf tournament information. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Thanks for listening.